Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the second middle of this great Saturday. We started out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania with Doc Talk, Greg Roscoe. Now we go into Oakland, California with Bruce Kessinger, Sports Talk Saturdays on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports for archive versions of it. If you want to listen live, 347-205-9631. Catch these things on your podcast platforms or wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. Stay tuned. After this show, it'll be Standing Above the Crowd from Seattle, Washington with James Donaldson. Don Casey is his guest. So a lot of good things here on Saturdays. We're surrounded by three great shows, Pittsburgh, Oakland, and Seattle. Blessed to do these things. So without further ado, as they lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Bruce, how are you today, and how can people get a hold of you?
Well, I'm watching my three-pointer in the last second go through the hoop, and I can be reached at holyroller91978@gmail.com and also on Facebook. And, okay. Boy, a lot to talk about, Mark. Where do you want to start?
Oh, man, is there a lot to talk about. I want to start out with baseball. And I said this from the get-go, and a lot of people didn't think. I said, out of the four major sports, the players own this sport. There's no doubt about it. We saw that with, you know, Artie Moreno trying to renegade on a contract with Josh Hamilton. The players' union stepped up. The owners came back on this go-around in a stoppage we haven't seen in 27 years and basically thought they were going to get a salary cap. Players said, we're not going with that. They raised the collective bargaining agreement with these guys so the players will make more. $700,000 now, raised from $575,000. I don't care if the owners wanted, you know, a 162-game schedule, so be it. And I don't care if the owners wanted 12 teams in the playoffs. I like that more than ever anyhow. So it creates, more interest across the cities in late August, early September. So players beat them on a drum on this. If you're looking at it, maybe 3-1. I don't know what your thought is on it. We got the DH in the National League. More jobs coming to that league. And also next year, 2023, every team will play every team. I like that too because – I don't need to see the Jays and the Orioles play 19 times a year. Any thought to all this, my good friend?
Okay. I don't like the DH on all around the board. I think that takes away from the strategy of the game. And I kind of – I'm sort of half and half with that. Oh, like you said, the Orioles and the Jays and everybody playing everybody because, you know, I've certainly grown up with a league situation, but I do understand – I understand why they're going to 12, trying to go to 12 game playoff teams and stuff. But again, to me, that's kind of overkill. But then again, I understand you're trying to keep the season interesting longer and have other teams have a chance so that you have attendance when teams are so that when there's teams that you think are out of it aren't really out of it because you've got more playoff situations. So it's very, very the one that I can just say hands down I don't like. And I'm not really wanting to see them experiment with is the DH thing. That's one I'm absolutely anti. The others, I'm open-minded. Let's see what happens.
Well, when you look at the whole thing, here's the thing. We wiped out 1 week that got canceled. I'm hearing those three games, at least the first start of it, will go to the end of the year. They'll filter the other three or two, whatever, in between. I looked at the Pirates' schedule. You know, they were going to go into St. Louis on the 9th, so they'll go into St. Louis on the 7th. They'll spend 5 days in St. Louis on a 4-game series, getting there probably on a Wednesday, leaving St. Louis on a Monday, coming back home playing 2 with the Cubs to open up their home schedule. And then they'll get the Nationals in there for 4, but I've heard conflicting reports on this, you know, on those other games that they need to make up. There was 2 series they lost in that first week. Some of them are going to be playing a doubleheader, a 9-inning doubleheader to make it up. It's going to get interesting. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, But I'm really looking forward to next year when every team will play every team. So we're not going to have this, you know, Fernando Tatis going every 3 years to an American League West city or an American League East, you know, and playing that, you know, Central this year or whatever. It's going to look nice now that they're going to marquee these players across the board. Now, here's the downside of it. Nobody might not care if the Pirates go into Toronto. I care. But, you know, when the Dodgers go into Toronto and some of these big teams, the Cubs and all that, be quite a draw. Any thought on those two fronts that I just described for you?
It's like, again, I haven't really thought all that much about it. I'm a very open-minded. Let's see how the experiment goes. I'm one of these guys is kind of playing wait and see on it, to be honest, Mark. Like I said, I'm firm against the DH in the NL. But otherwise, I'm open-minded about it. Let's just check it out. I mean, it's not something I'm used to. Just call me a curmudgeon, if you will. That's where it's at with me.
Well, let's stay on this topic a little longer, and then we'll segue into football and everything else you want to get at. And I realize, you know, we're getting loaded with listeners. But I want to talk about the 12-team playoff system. They're getting rid of the wild card. You'll have a 2 out of 3 series. I like that. I like the extra team in it, as far as adding more interest. So we're not going to have the traditional thing where years back we saw the Braves and the Giants sat home winning 103 games. We're not going to have that no more, and we're going to have some interest across the board here in the dog days of summer, when a lot of people aren't interested in the free stuff they're giving out, more so than their team is 30 games out. They're not paying $20-something dollars to park their car and $10 for a hot dog. Now, things might change now, but what's your thought on the added teams, one in each league to this dance?
Again, it's kind of like – I understand it, and again, I know I'm sounding like a broken record here. It's just sort of like I've just had to keep an open mind about it, because they've made so many changes over the last couple of years in tinkering with the game, and I'm kind of a purist about it. But obviously, you know, being a purist isn't going to stop what they consider progress or what they want to do with the game. Like I said too about the DH. In the NL, it's like, you know, the owners are and everybody wants to shorten games. But I say with a DH and a pitcher not hitting, you're going to have more guys on base and you're going to have longer games. I think things are contradictory. I'm going to just play wait and see on this, Mark.
Okay, a final thought on baseball and we'll move on. I don't know if it's a rush job or whatever. They signed the deal, got done. Everybody's got to be in camp tomorrow. They'll start preseason exhibition baseball, whatever you want to call it, on Thursday. We still got major free agents sitting out here. The Giants picked up Rendon. The Dodgers brought back Kershaw on a one-year deal, but Correa's out there. There's a lot of guys, Bryant. We're going to rush spring training. We're not going to see some of these prospects because we're going to get the regular season guys going, and then we're going to get in the regular season April 7th. I think, you know, it's going to benefit a team that maybe is stacked with pitching in the early going, because when I look at this, the first thing that comes to my mind is the injury bug. Any thought to this with this rush job that we're going to get now, cramming everything in?
The fact that it had to come to this is kind of angering me, and it turned me off a lot to baseball. And, of course, the thing, too, that got lost in all of this is a lot of fans got burned. There's, like, at least I don't know about everywhere else in the country, but a lot of Giants fans and A's fans or whatever, they like going down to Arizona, and, you know, they plan some of their vacations around it. I know somebody who got just basically robbed out of that. I'm a bit turned off, and I'm just and I do agree with you on the injury bug. It's going to be you're rushing it, and I don't like the idea that the prospects don't have a shot at being able to show off their talents and make the team. I'm like I say, I'm playing very much wait and see the whole along the way here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and boy, I'll tell you, we'll just sit back and wait. Next week when we talk, we'll be into the exhibition baseball, and we'll figure out what that's all about and see what's going on, major free agents and all that to talk about, too. I know you have a topic you want to lay down here on Sports Talk Saturdays. What's it?
Okay, the interesting, and this goes beyond sports, is the Brittany Griner situation. This, and we're talking about trades, I say it's going to be Ovechkin for Griner and two draft picks. And I say that sort of like half jokingly, but you're looking at some guy, supposedly, at least one friend told me, I haven't confirmed it, when he got hit the ice in Edmonton, he was booed mercilessly. He's playing in the Capital also. It's like, you know, the politics are getting mixed here. And the thing about the Brittany Griner situation, that's there's a lot of puzzling questions, which are, why did you go back there when you had a State Department warning prior to your leaving about going to Russia, because there was going to be a potential invasion at that time? She does stand out in a country that's totalitarian, that doesn't particularly like gays or for that matter, there or blacks. And, you've had soccer matches where they've thrown bananas onto the field when there's been black players. That also goes true for Ukraine, Poland, and Italy. The thing here is now you've got a situation where they didn't even announce her arrest until after it happened. You know, you've got the State Department involved, and the Secretary of State says he's going to do what he can. This is just, it's so weird and it's awkward. And international sports have been turning awkward as far as, Olympics, doping, everything. And I'm wondering what we're going to do about this situation. I feel bad for her, but you walked into it, and who knows? The claim is that she was vaping cannabis oil. But you have to remember, this is Putin's Russia. Putin was in the KGB. He knows all about the apparatus and setting people up for trials that are, against for political people or political prisoners or people who are different. I wish her well, but I think this is going to be an ongoing situation. And with the war going on and us not having relations with them now, yipe. I wish her well. I don't know. Seems to be a lot of not thinking about what you're doing here and going into a place like that. Your thoughts, Mark?
Yeah, well, I totally agree, and with the war then going on with Russia and Ukraine, just to add some spice to it, I'm surprised the United States hasn't got involved in this, maybe because, we'd have a nuclear war here. But the other point of this thing, I just think Putin just doesn't care what Biden has to say. I mean, I don't know if he's got his money out. I know there's companies shutting him down in Russia, but I just think he doesn't care because he hasn't shown me anything that he's going to stop this thing with Ukraine. He's going to take it right up the flagpole. So, it's interesting to say the least. You know, we can have a conversation on everything in this, what's going on in the days, and we'd be here for 3 hours. But I will tell you this, the gas prices and inflation are ridiculous. I've said this before. The only way you combat that is you have 5-6 people maybe living in a house, your family members, help each other out. Everybody carpools to work. You shop at the Salvation. I don't know. I mean, that's the way I would combat it. I mean, but, who knows? I mean, when gas hits about $15 a gallon, maybe we'll see more people on the bus. I don't know what your final thoughts are on this subject, but that's where mine are.
Well, I can tell you this right now. I'm putting $50 a week in my tank in my car, and I am using it minimally. It's going to be tightened up. I'm not saying that he's wrong in doing what he's doing. We knew this was going to happen. This is a really a subject for another show that doesn't, with the exception of the Griner situation, this is something for another show and a political one, which I'd always be happy to do, Mark. But
what's been going on across the NFL, and the subject that I don't really understand a lot about, and I don't know who gave him a pass, is Deshaun Watson out there in Houston. How did they drop 22 women's complaints about this guy? I can see maybe 3 or 4 if this thing happened, you threw it under the rug or whatever, but 22 of them? That's a lot to throw out. Somebody must have got bought out of here, and now the Carolina Panthers are interested in this guy. So I don't know. Something smells here. I mean, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and it's yellow, it's not a possum, it's a duck. So I don't know what the heck the problem here is in Houston, but there's a lot of, you know, people that are scratching their head wondering how this guy got released on 22 charges of women.
Well, there's been a lot of situations recently where I haven't understood verdicts legal shootings. Hey, and Trevor Bauer got his thing thrown out. You know, this is, and I agree, 22. I'm still scratching my head over this. And yeah, I you know, you take it. If he is innocent, then he has a right to play football. I'll scratch my head about it, and I don't know whether – I'm sure that Carolina is a spot where he would be perfect because they don't have anything. Mind-boggling. Did all 22 yeah. women here huddle up and conspire against Deshaun Watson and do this? I don't know.
I don't care if you're a burglar and you broke into three houses and they said, okay, you know, I'm still looking at you kind of like, well, you know, one, maybe, you know, there's a, you know, a hidden agenda there and maybe there was a problem. But, man, if you start to break into 22 homes and you get charges dropped, I'm starting to look at the DA and I'm starting to look at a lot of people and say, wait a minute, something's wrong here, man. 22 women aren't going to make this kind of stuff up. So, you know, it's unfortunate the way the world is today. I've always said the real law is up above. I don't put much stock into what's down here. And, you know, that's the problem. There's a lot of gray areas with the law. And, you know, if you can buy the system out, you can buy the system out. But I'll tell you, I just don't understand it. You don't understand it. The listeners are starting to say they don't understand it. So maybe they understand it in Houston to a certain extent, but who knows. But I will tell you, I don't care if Deshaun Watson goes to Carolina. Carolina Panthers have been garbage for years. Ever since Cam Newton had that nice run, they got into the thing, Super Bowl, lost in New England. You've had guys like Steve Berline come through there. I'm not buying stock in it there. I really ain't. I will tell you where I'm buying stock is in my two cities, baby. Pittsburgh, because we're going to get Garoppolo, give you a couple draft picks, and we're going to have the Italian Stallion in the Berg. And second of all, I'm loving it because we haven't had a quarterback on my NFC side of teams, the Washington Skins there, since Kirk Cousins left. And now it's nice to see we got Carson Wentz. If we can keep him from getting injured, I like our chances. We've had 32 quarterbacks there in quite a while, man. So if going from the Haskins and Heineke and all these, I like Wentz, man. It just jump-started us. We got a defense there. We got an offense. Skins and Steelers, baby, maybe in the Super Bowl in Arizona.
Okay, one final thought on the Deshaun Watson thing. My guess is that there was already a settlement done there, and that, you know, that's what happened. We don't know. It's been below board. It'll eventually come out. As far as those, the situation with Garoppolo and Pittsburgh, I think the competition and why he may not, I think he is one of the two teams. The other is going to be Indianapolis because Garoppolo has made a statement. He wants to be with a winner, and the 49ers owe him that. I think that Indianapolis, and Najee Harris is a great back, Jonathan Taylor is superb. I think that the Indianapolis Colts are a little bit stronger than the Steelers. And Wentz basically got traded because they lost two big games last year, I think. And it's really going to be who offers what. And both of those teams finished with close to the same record. So we have an interesting situation. The Commanders made the upgrade there with Wentz. It will be interesting. He's back in the division he played in for years. What surprised me about that is that he was Frank Reich's boy there in Philadelphia for a while, and then he was with Frank Reich in Indianapolis, and I expected that to work out a lot better. Obviously, it didn't. I don't know. He's been banged up here and there. I wish him well. It is interesting.
Well, the reason here, let me cut in there for a second. The reason why is they threw him under the bus. They when you looked at the Colts, they started out, I think, 1-3, 1-4. Maybe I think it was 1-3, if I'm not mistaken. And then they rolled off like 8 in a row or something. They were like 9-3. They pulled the Miami Dolphin thing where they couldn't win one game in their last two. And the scapegoat here is it's Carson Wentz, which should have been, you know, some of these other guys that were running the team. I mean, yeah, they lost the last two. I think the Raiders got them, and then they went to Jacksonville and lost that one. But you don't throw a guy out of your organization when you didn't get in the playoffs. When you look at the whole thing, you got to look at the whole picture here. There was a stretch there where, you know, they won like 8 in a row or something. I don't understand this thing, you know, but they threw him out.
I look at it also, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong on this. A lot of these guys also probably try to gauge what they think the fans think about that guy. And if they don't make a move, what the fans' reaction is. And certainly the Niners have struggled with that with Garoppolo for quite some time. And I personally don't think Garoppolo is that bad. He's a good leader on the field. He's good for one interception a game, but he's a competent quarterback. And I think that they should, if they could, keep him for one more year, because I'm unsure about Trey Lance, but I think it's gone too far. I think he will get traded. And I wish him well. Nice guy. I think he's got decent leadership. But I think a lot of the Wentz thing and certainly a good chunk of the Garoppolo thing is what they think the fans think and what maybe the fans say on talk shows or whatever. I don't know what they do in Indianapolis. I think that has something to do with it. It's like, okay.
Well, first of all, this is where I lie with the 49ers. I think Garoppolo, and I was critical of him at one time, saying he's more suited to be Italian waiter in San Francisco to serve me lasagna. But he showed me that he was a leader this year, resurrected the Niners. And you know what? I don't know what the hell they're doing in San Francisco with the quarterback Lance there. I don't know what they're doing in Chicago or the Jets. These guys these guys aren't the quarterbacks that I grew up with that were drafted like the Elways, the Marinos, these type of guys. They have one good game against, you know, West Mississippi State or something, and then they're a top five quarterback. What the 49ers should have done, and they didn't do this, is they should have got Kyle Pitts, the tight end over there. You stack him with Kittle and then keep Garoppolo, never drafted this other guy. I think that's where they wanted to go. But now they've got, you know, their handout so much to bring this guy in that they got to get rid of Garoppolo. And they're not going to get a lot for him, but Garoppolo's going to go to, I think, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the front runner, if I'm not mistaken. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. Tampa, New Orleans, Indianapolis. We don't know what the situation is in Miami or Minnesota with their quarterbacks. But the real guy that pulled the whole screw job over everybody, and boy almighty, I don't know how he did it, 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers, $200 million. He looks at this as, listen, I'm in a crap division. All I got to do is get to the NFC Championship game, get rid of the ghost of the last four I've lost, you know, and get to the Super Bowl. So he's a smart dude, is Aaron Rodgers, because when you look at the AFC and the NFC, Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to Denver. That AFC is a dogfight with quarterbacks and teams. You show me six teams in the NFC that are worth getting to the Super Bowl. You can't, you know, you can find 10, 11 in the AFC, and you can find better quarterbacks too.
Yeah, you know, Rodgers, and also kind of in a way, Kyler Murray is playing a smart game in the situation that there aren't many quarterbacks coming into the draft or are available, and we'll see what happens with the Murray situation. I'm certainly interested to see what's going to happen with Seattle with Russell Wilson being traded to the Broncos. That Russell Wilson trade to me is very similar to that Herschel Walker trade that Dallas did way back with the Vikings, where they got so many picks and a few small players there in Minnesota. Well, actually, they turned out to be really good. For somebody they thought was a superstar, I think Seattle needed to make that trade. As far as other organizations where, quote-unquote, you're going to win, I think Tampa Bay probably is not a destination for anybody who thinks that they're going to – they franchise Godwin. I think Gronkowski is going to retire because Brady's retired. The Saints, interesting. A lot, I think, is going to be based on what happens in with the Kamara situation. There's vacancies, put it that way. Anybody could go anywhere. I think Garoppolo is – I'm going to go with Indianapolis on this. You go with Pittsburgh. It's one of those two. They're not going to trade him within the division. And I think one thing about Washington getting Wentz was there was no way that the Shanahans were going to have Garoppolo go over there because of their relationship with Daniel Snyder. So really a lot going on. I mean, right now there's a lot – to me there's more going on in football than baseball in a way. And the Deshaun – I think Deshaun Watson, Carolina, I could see him in Seattle as well, you know. But none of these teams right now – with the Seattle, I think, is a weak offensive line. They also waived Bobby Wagner. I saw that. Right. Also in the Colts, the Colts also had Jack Doyle retire. So, yeah, there's it's interesting. I'll put it that way, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you, with about 3 minutes and some change left in this show, the AFC West is probably the best in football, top to bottom. Good quarterbacks. Khalil Mack now with the Chargers. The Chargers, they're going to get stronger. I don't know. Mahomes might be looking over his shoulder and going, wow, we got to get out of this division. Buffalo is probably looking like the favorite because Buffalo's division, you know, they can waltz through that, kind of, you know, get everybody healthy and everything. But, man, oh, man, that Kansas City, Vegas, Denver, and Charger division is going to be a war. And the Rams and the 49ers play those teams this year. And let me tell you, when you look at the West, Seattle, it's going to take a while to get back. It's like that boatload that Dallas and Minnesota did with Herschel Walker. Arizona, you can't really figure out. But if San Francisco loses Garoppolo, I think the Rams could be in another situation like Buffalo. They can kind of waltz through the division with no problem, or more or less be more like Green Bay. Any thought to that?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Really, it all hinges on with the Niners, it's all about whether Trey Lance is the guy, because they're a good enough team to compete with anybody with a great quarterback or a better than average quarterback. And as far as the AFC West are concerned, right now, to tell you the truth, I think, and again, this is all depending on how well Russell Wilson does in Denver, because sort of reminds me of them getting Peyton Manning way back to try to get that Super Bowl out of somebody who's probably about three years away from retirement. I think the Raiders finish last, especially with Khalil Mack going over to the Chargers. It is a loaded division, but I just see the Raiders finishing last. But it's going to be interesting with Josh McDaniel as the head coach.
Yeah. Show up, we're coming to the final stages. I know the Bucks and Warriors play tonight. Any final thought to that, and how can people get a hold of you?
Well, my final thought, and it's I'm really, really happy that Jonathan Kuminga went back to the Braves. His last two games, he's been awesome. When he went with the Fro, it just wasn't the same. So he's gone back to the Braves. So maybe he's superstitious like I am, and he thought that if I go back to the Braves, I'll be great. But that's going to be a great game. The Draymond coming back on Monday, James Wiseman. I'm looking forward to this. We've been shorthanded and all that. I can be reached at holyroller91978@gmail.com, as well as Facebook. Wonderful show.
What a show in the books, brother. I mean, this thing on Saturdays is picking up steam. So blessed to work with you on it. For Bruce Kessinger in Oakland, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms powered by Mancini Media. So at the top of the hour, you'll get to jump into Seattle, guys, hear James Donaldson talk with Don Casey, Till then, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Adios.